Chair, and thank you very much, Teresa Moreira, for this very complete report. And I do salute your efforts, since we know that we are still lacking the appointment of the director of that division, and you have taken the burden of presenting all of the areas that this division is working on. So thank you so much for this. And in any case, if there are some questions that you need to consult, we'll be happy. I think we can also continue tomorrow if there is a need to do that. First of all, we just wanted to say that we can see from the report that this is a, let's say, this division works in a variety of different topics, and we do definitely see how the Bridgetown Covenant can really be implemented through the different branches of work. I think that definitely something that we can see, and also in comparison with other divisions, is that the document can be reduced and summarized. I think that there are some, for each branch, you can definitely highlight some of the main issues where you're working on that respond to the covenant without necessarily giving too much information. We also wanted to highlight the element that you also mentioned on trade and environment. I think that it is an important work of your branch, and as you could, as you rightly mentioned in the Bridgetown Covenant, this was one of the topics that was kind of highlighted more than in the past. So we are definitely looking forward on how this part of the covenant will be implemented. We are also aware that this is not the only branch that will work on this issue, in particular when we're talking about climate change, biodiversity, etc. So we are really looking forward and hearing what is the plan on how the work will be distributed, or will there be a coordination with other divisions. I think it's very important. We heard from the two last divisions that they also have plans on working on this issue. So it's very important for us that that you work jointly. Then regarding the proposed on the issue of commodities, we know that there is an emphasis on commodity depending developing countries, which is understandable since we are working on commodities per se, but since this is a branch that is really wide on its work, we have in the Bridgetown Covenant a listing of specific groups of countries that have specific challenges that we have highlighted, and we also wanted to know how these challenges will be, let's say, responded to by the different way elements of work. I did have the comment as well from our group that, for example, there was a mentioning of net in food importing developing countries and their specific challenges, and our group would also like to know how these specific challenges will be addressed by your division. Then in the area, I mean, on the proposed areas for highlighted results, we had the comment that I also mentioned in for other divisions. We think that it is that the technical assistance is very important, but when we focus the, let's say, the areas of results only on one let's say project, I think that we kind of lose the overall compass of the work of the whole division. So we also wanted to ask you, because since this is a document that will guide the budget, let's say the regular budget, would this particular technical assistance activity, is it coming from the regular budget or is it financed by extra budgetary? Because I think that in any case, if we are going to highlight some of the activities, this should really come and respond to the, let's say, regular budget process. In any case, if I may, maybe something that could be thought would be, for example, a result thinking in more general terms, like, let's say, develop regional value chains for green products, etc., or, for example, the development of national green strategies, and one of the, let's say, the performance mentioned could be the projects that are actually implemented, and there you can definitely mention one of these African Continental Free Trade Area project. I mean, it's just an idea, but so that the result per se is more general, and then the implementation or performance measure is more specific. Maybe that could also help, and will also respond to the other, let's say, examples from the other divisions. We think that since this this division has so much work, it would be definitely advisable to have this, to use the three options of highlighted results, so that maybe you can reflect a little bit more of the other elements of the program. And actually, I would recommend also to use a little bit what I think it's the sub-program in Africa, LDCs and SIDS. What they do is that since they can only highlight some results, in 1 year they highlight, let's say, two specific results of two different areas of work. The next year they highlight two different areas, etc., so that the whole work is highlighted at least once in the document. So I think that that could also be something helpful for your division. Thank you very much.